We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
Kevin? Mount Rushmore of Yankee losses this year. This may be George Washington.
Angels, Astros,
Metsies?
Mets or Twins, debatable there, and last night. But last night's probably the worst.
I agree.
Only because it's the latest, right? Like, the Astros loss was the worst. You go to the All-Star break. You know, the Mets, blah, 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 blah.
This is the Red Sox, too, though.
It's the Red Sox. You're talking about the division. You could have closed the gap to five games in the loss column. Could have kept the momentum going, 9 out of 12. Would have been 3 out of the last 4 against them. You got Gerrit Cole pitching tonight. You would have felt very good. But this team can't help themselves now, can they? Eighth inning, ninth inning, and beyond. It is a train wreck. When they win, it's a train wreck.
It annoyed me that Boone was on with us yesterday. Because even though, yes, Chad Green blew the game, yes, I got some issues with the manager last night, too.
Because of Nestor?
No, because of not pinch hitting for Rob Brantley with Gary Sanchez. Let me start right there. Why are you letting Rob Brantley, who is not a major leaguer, get an at-bat with runners in scoring position when you have Gary Sanchez on the bench? And oh, by the way, if your response is, Evan, there's a base open, they'd walk Gary Sanchez. Yes, Craig, they would.
That's right.
The next hitter's Greg Allen. So let me ask you a question. What do you feel more comfortable with?
Not just that,
Rob
Evan.
Rob Brantley in a big spot or Greg Allen in a big
spot?
And
we asked him about it yesterday. He specifically said in our interview yesterday that middle innings on, Sanchez was an available bat for him.
Yeah.
We asked him about it.
Where was he?
Maybe he forgot that he was in the dugout. I don't know.
That was
a bad loss, though, I can tell you. I'll say this. Whether you like the Yankees or not, that was hard to watch. It was frustrating. It was like a slow motion car wreck, right? That you know how it's going to end.
Wait a second.
Was there any doubt?
Well, before Chad Green gave up the game tying hit to your favorite player, Kiki Hernandez.
Yeah.
Did you think they were going to lose? Because I didn't personally.
Prior to that at bat?
Prior to that pitch. Not even the at bat. Prior to that pitch.
I was uneasy.
Uneasy is one thing.
I was uneasy.
Look, obviously,
because Chad Green is feast or famine.
Well, and
right?
Also the ninth inning seems to be a little bit of an issue for Chad.
Yeah, he's allergic to it.
Yes, but up until that point, this felt like a good Yankee victory. Now, obviously, once Hernandez ties it, and you know who the Yankees have available in their bullpen, and Kresge just looked overwhelmed by the moment, even though he pitched well the night before. At that point, I thought they were going to lose, but before that, I don't know. It felt like it was going to be another gutty-gritty Yankee victory.
Yeah. Well, once you hear the name Kresge, for me, I know that he got the win against the Phillies the day before, so I recognize that this is not a factual statement. It's an emotional statement.
I understand.
It's an emotional statement.
I understand.
Once I heard Kresge, I was like, I'm going to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I didn't know he was going to throw 5 wild pitches, which is what he did.
4 plus 1, yes.
So 5 wild pitches, right?
Technically 4, but yes.
And then Meredith Makhanakovich after the game. I don't know if you guys have it or can find it right quick. I'm sure CeeLo will have it. If we have to wait a little bit for it, that's fine.
I know what you're going to say.
You know, what's the one question you can't ask and that's hot?
I thought of you when I heard the question.
Now, it wasn't word for word. How do you feel?
It was a how do you feel.
But it was how do you feel.
Yeah.
Like,
how's it feel? How's it feeling?
Listen, you just essentially cost the New York Yankees. Now, you could blame Green. You could blame other people in different spots of the game.
Uh-huh.
But you just cost the New York Yankees game one, and you did it without giving up a hit. Man starts on second base. Wild pitch to third. Wild pitch home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't.
By the way, that's my other really big first guess here.
Yeah.
So there's a three batter minimum. Let's just put that out there in case we forgot. So even though it was obvious early that Kreske had nothing, you can't just pull him. All right? So we all get that. We all understand
that. Can you fake an injury?
You could fake an injury. That's an option.
Yeah.
But even after he struck out J.D. Martinez, I still felt this kid's got nothing. Now, he's only faced two batters, Craig, so what do? How about you walk Hunter Renfroe? You know what that does? First of all, Renfroe means nothing. His run means zero.
Right.
And then B, he's now faced three batters. And you take his ass.
For whom?
Justin Wilson.
Okay.
Look, I'm no president of the Justin Wilson fan club, but here's what I recognized last night. Here's what you recognized last night. Here's what C-Mac recognized last night. And I would hope Aaron Boone recognized last night. Brooks Kreske last night had nothing. So despite striking out J.D. Martinez, you had a way to get this poor bastard out of the game.
Right.
And that's the other first guess, because I felt it in the moment, even though I was watching the game 3 hours on delay, but still, for me, a first guess. That was the other thing I didn't understand. That's why I wish Boone was on today, because I got major issues with some of the things he decided, including he had an escape path to get Kreske's ass out of the game.
Yeah.
All he had to do was put up four fingers and say, put Renfroe on first. Let me rescue this poor guy.
Right.
And he didn't do it, Craig.
And
got an issue with that? Because I do.
I do have an issue with that. And it's funny. I forgot that when you walk a guy intentionally nowadays, you don't have to throw the ball. Because I think he might have thrown a wild pitch on the intentional walk.
Very fair to say.
And I admittedly forgot about that rule. So I wasn't yelling about the non-walk there. But I will tell you about a particular player, not named Kreske, who I got a problem with.
On the New York Yankees?
On the New York Yankees.
Let me guess.
Do you pronounce
his first name incorrectly?
So I don't. Everyone wants to talk about the eighth inning, end of the bat single that gives them the 2-1 lead. Okay, listen, I don't take it away from
him. Base hit to base hit.
He got a base hit. They scored a run on it.
Yeah.
I know the answer is yes. Did you happen to see the 10th inning at bat?
Yes.
Were you watching it closely?
Yes.
Was there a strike thrown? Was there a ball? Let me ask you a better question.
Yes.
Was there a ball thrown that was closer to first base than home plate that he swung at?
It was a horrendous at bat.
Listen,
I'm not defending that. That was a horrendous, horrendous at bat.
Yeah. Right?
No, listen, you do your thing. I'm not getting in the way of that.
I don't want to be a bad guy here and only pick on the same dude, and I recognize he had what could have been the game-winning RBI in the eighth inning.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 10th inning, that might have been the ugliest, worst at. That's like I was up.
Now, there were two outs and nobody on at that point. I mean, in fairness, like, it wasn't bases loaded, two outs.
Whatever.
But you can't
hit a home run there in one swing?
I'm not defending the at bat. It was a horrendous at bat.
Oh, my God.
It was a horrendous at bat.
I've never seen anything like it. It's like he goes up there and he read tarot cards before the at bat, and the tarot card said, swing it at him. I mean, that's the way it looked like to me. Like, if he throws a pitch, I'm swinging.
Basically,
I'm swinging
I've made the decision. It's like me and MLB The Show against Craig.
Yeah, I'm swinging no matter what comes my way. I'm swinging. So, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, how'd that one taste last night? I just keep it clean. Keep it real. That's all I can say.
It was awful. It was awful. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of things from that game that annoy you. I'll give you another one. Can I throw one more at you?
I guess, because there's other fish to fry here today as well. But sure, go ahead.
This isn't a major one. I want to make this clear. The other two Boone issues are my biggest issues. But did you really rush to take Jordan Montgomery out of the game? Now, I get it. He pitched through a rain delay. And I have to factor that in. But at 83 pitches, did you really feel the need to bring in Sal Romano? I mean, was that necessary?
Especially when you realize you have no one you can trust in your bullpen
Very few arms that you can trust. But look, when you rank the bad Yankee losses, because it's the Red Sox, because of the recency of it, because of the way they've played recently, because you felt, and I know you did, whether you admit it or not, you felt, wow, we're coming in this. We're in this race. Here we go, playing the Red Sox.
I thought they were going to win the game at 2-1. I did. I felt okay, Yankee magic, it's alive.
Yeah.
The Yankees are going to make a legitimate run now into August, and it's going to start with a 2-1 win, backing up Montgomery, and they scored the first run they've scored for that guy in the last six starts. He's our version of DeGrom.
Don't ever do that.
He's our version of Jacob DeGrom, except he pitches every 5 days.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that to come.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad loss. This is the worst one. I actually agree with you that of all the bad losses the Yankees have had, and maybe there's a recency bias, this is your number one.
Yeah, because
bad
it's
one.
Against the Red Sox.
Yes.
And because it's the time of year it is. If this were April, you know, you eat it, you move on. Oh, it's April, we'll get back. No big deal. But when you lose your first seven of the year to the Red Sox, when you're six games out in the loss column, when you're not even in the wild card spot, and wins need to be stacked right now, and you've got the lead multiple times in late innings on the road, and you have no bullpen, and you got backups playing, you got to take the dub.
Look, ultimately, this is on Chad Green. I mean, let's face it. And it's a reminder to me, because I fall victim to this all the time. And I even said this the other day to Boone, where I said, go to Chapman in the eighth inning, and then you figure out the ninth when you get there. There are some guys that can't get the final outs of games. There are some guys that are allergic to the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And I like Chad Green. I think he's been a real good Yankee the last few years. The evidence, Craig, is starting to mount.
I agree.
He can't handle the ninth inning.
No. He's cost them a couple games already in the last week. Right? I mean, and I agree. Chad Green does his job. You never have to worry about, what's the guy's name?
Sal Romano?
No, the guy that got sent
Brooks
down.
Brooks Kreske?
Yeah, Kreske.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you'll never
Look,
see him.
Chad, here's the difference. Kreske. If Chad Green gets the final out, we're talking, here's one of the points we would be making. Boy, the new Yankees are spreading the aggressiveness. DJ steals a base. Glaber steals a base. They're laying down bunts. They're getting sack flies. The good and gritty New York Yankees. Instead, we gloss over that stuff because they found a way to blow
it. You're right. And they did all that stuff. They did a sacrifice bunt. LeMahieu steals a base, granted against a guy that everyone steals on perfectly, 13 for 13. So that's the way it goes. There's something else brewing, too. One of the worst decisions in the history of modern-day sport took place this morning. And I recognize the woke culture is out there, and everyone's now got to bend over backwards so they don't get, oh, my God, canceled, right? And they seem like they're sensitive and caring, and they don't want to ever make any one person or group of people feel bad based on one of their actions. I get all that. I understand that's the direction we have gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't we do a little bit better? Couldn't we have had a think tank?
They did have a think tank.
Couldn't we have had a couple third graders or a couple stoners come together and say, here's a couple other ideas? Right?
Yes.
The Cleveland Indians will forever be known moving forward. I think next year. Starting next year, I guess.
2022, yes.
As the Cleveland Guardians. Oh, I'm sorry, what's that, Greg? The Cleveland Guardians, which does not sound anything at all like a baseball team. Anything at all like a baseball team. It's not named after an animal, right? It's not named after a place in this country. It's not named after a historical person.
Well, there is historical statues in Cleveland in which the Guardians look over the city.
Is that right?
That is true,
That's where they got it from?
Yes.
The Guardians of the Galaxy. So Chris Pratt is now the mascot for the Cleveland Indians, right? Right? That's where we're going. That's the direction the world has turned.
Well, first of all.
Now, if you want to tell me Chief Wahoo's offensive, fine. I get it. If you want to tell me the cartoonish characteristics of Chief Wahoo, I understand that. Okay, fine. But the name Indian alone, I don't think is offensive to anybody. I never heard that it was. I understand why Redskins is offensive to people. I don't understand why the mere term Indian is offensive to people.
Craig, in this case, sometimes you say, oh, Evan, you're looking to argue with me. You're looking to fight with me. Craig, I agree with you 100%. I understand the Redskins. I do. I really do.
Yes.
I've always felt that way. The Cleveland Indians won. The Atlanta Braves won.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Now, with all of that said, so I want to make that clear. I'm with you. I wouldn't have changed the name. You have to admit something. I want you to be honest with me.
The Guardians.
There is no name they could have come up with that you would have said, dude, that's awesome. Not one.
I give me 20 minutes. I'll come up with five of them.
I dare you to. I want to hear
the
names you would come up with to say, this is awesome.
All right.
This is a great replacement for the legendary name known as the Cleveland Indians.
If you're out there and you're on Team Craigie right now and you want to help out, bring it. 877-337-6666. We got to be able to come up with a better name than the Cleveland Guardians.
Were you good?
And it's a G with, like, wings and a baseball in it.
That's because the wings are from the statue. I'm telling you. Like, it's all about the city. The one name that I was good with, and I have no idea what you think of
the Kraken.
No, no. Were the Cleveland Spiders. Now, were you good with that?
The Cleveland Spiders.
And that is a historical reference to an old National League team that played in the 1890s.
Okay.
Were you good with that?
I like the Spiders better than the Guardians.
And they already have a logo, and it's historical. And I would have been, as a geeky baseball fan, great with that.
Listen, many, 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 many years ago, they were the Naps.
After
Nap Jolie.
Very good.
I pronounced it incorrectly, I'm sure, but
we all pronounce it wrong.
Who's a legendary figure in Cleveland. Yeah. So, the Guardians. Hey, Mom, can you get me tickets to the Guardians tonight? What? No. It's terrible. And I lived in Cleveland for a year, so I know the town pretty well. And I have an affinity for Cleveland. But I would think that if you're a diehard Clevelander, you are miserable today.
Well,
even if the logo becomes dope
Craig,
and all
Craig,
that
Craig,
stuff.
Craig, 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 Craig. Yeah. You have the power. And what I mean
I
by
can't
that.
Change it.
No, not you. The fans. Like, you have the power to refer to your baseball team as whatever you want. And I'll give you a great example. Well, I'll give you a great example. And I used to hear this at St. John's games. The Cleveland fan can chant, let's go Indians, or let's go Spiders, for that matter.
Sure.
You as a group, see, people can make change. That's how our country was formed. You as people of Cleveland could stand up and say, no, we're not recognizing that name. We're the Cleveland Spiders. We'll go with a different name. We're going with the Spiders. We disagree with you. You can still wear your spider hats. You can still chant, let's go Spiders. And if you do that, they will eventually recognize that.
Well, it seems like it's going to be the Guardians for a while.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Who's thinking about Monday on a Friday?
Yeah.
The last thing I'm thinking about is a Monday on a Friday.
I'm not thinking about Monday right now. Now, we're off on
That's
Monday.
That's true, so I am partially thinking about Monday.
I'm going to try to get some fishing in if I can. I don't know how the hell I'm going to figure that out.
Where?
Where? In the water.
Thanks, pal. Long Island, you're going to grace us without your presence?
No, I'm not going to Long Island. I went to Long Island last week, and I'm not going back for a while.
A little Jersey Shore action?
I only caught one little fluke anyway. Mm. Yeah, I'm going down the shore, I think.
Okay.
It's almost time to do some crabbing in LBI. I usually wait till August for that. I go crabbing once a year. That's it. Get a little boat, a little teeny boat.
It surprises me greatly that your personality is cool with fishing.
Love it.
Because you're such a I can't stay focused on one thing kind of guy. And I don't mean that as a negative
at
all.
No, it's true.
That I can't imagine you having the patience to just fish.
Yeah, because it's therapeutic.
Okay.
I'll tell you why, Evan. Because I'm at one with nature.
Okay.
I am. And being out on a boat, preferably by myself, but okay, if there's other people, that's fine too. And just the focus and the, what are those things that the butterflies live in before they become butterflies?
A cocoon?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cocoon of me versus nature.
Hmm.
Oh, it's a great
battle.
That's
the way I feel when I watch a baseball game and I score it. Like, I'm just one with what I'm watching. I'm focused. It takes a while because baseball games are long.
Not even close to being the same thing.
Why?
Because it's just not.
Why is it not?
Because I'm alone with my thoughts.
Well, sometimes I'm alone with my thoughts watching
the
baseball
ocean.
Game. Well, sometimes I'm in my backyard and there's, trees.
Well, listen. No. Anyway.
Doesn't work for you?
We are off on Monday. For some of you, that's great news. For others, sorry. Because I always get both tweets.
Thank God you're off.
Yeah, I get the tweets, this show sucks, where are the guys?
Yes.
And then I get the other tweet, finally, we can get some sports talk in the afternoon.
That's right. I got one when we were off 2 weeks ago where the person was genuinely concerned for our health. They said, why are you off Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yeah.
Where are you? Is everything okay?
All-star break.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I don't work the all-star break. It's in my contract.
Because you love the all-star game.
Well, I like the all-star game a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't work because there's nothing going on. So why waste 10 hours of my talent
on
nothing?
Hold on a second. Well, hold on. This very much confuses me.
Yeah.
Craig is the kind of guy, and I'm sure you've admitted this on the air,
yeah,
where you love when there's not like a major sports story.
I prefer when there's nothing going on.
Well, okay, so take hold that thought.
I do.
Quote, I prefer when nothing's going
it's
on.
That's when I'm at my best.
That's when I'm at my best.
Yeah.
Pause.
That's right. That's what makes me special.
But I don't work the Tuesday and the Wednesday after the All-Star game because, quote, nothing's going on.
That's right.
Explain that to me.
That's right. That's exactly right. Everything you've said is accurate there.
So
yes.
Do you not see the contradiction?
I don't see the contradiction.
Okay.
Yes. Fair enough. Life is a contradiction, Evan, as you may know. John's in Deer Park. I guess we lost out on the Ricky Henderson story, but I've got a great one to tell if you want to hear it. John, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, Craig and Evan?
This is not going to go well, but I'm going to let it happen anyway.
All right. So I got a great name. You ready for
it? Hold on a second. Let me take my time. Let me have a quick sip of my Body Armor drink here. Now, you believe you've come up with a winning name for the Cleveland baseball team that's better than the Guardians, correct?
I think it's the perfect name. I don't think they're going to be able to come up with a better one.
Okay. Well, everybody brace yourselves. Lower the window on your car if you'd like. Proceed, sir.
The name is the Cleveland Steamers.
And that, of course, is a reference to the large steam yards that they have in Cleveland where the Steinbrenner family first made their money.
Yeah, steam engines, steam ships make sense.
The Cleveland Steamers.
So what's the issue?
Yeah.
What's the issue?
Oh, no, I have no issue with it.
Oh, okay. You built it up as if something was so bad. What's so bad about it?
Hey, Ev, who do the Yankees play tonight?
The Steamers.
It's not bad, actually.
Yeah. What's the issue?
You just can't use it, though.
Why? Steam engines, steam boats, it's a big part of Cleveland history. What's the issue?
No issue at all.
Oh, okay. All right. Good job by our last caller. Good idea.
No issue at all, Evan.
Would that be on your list, Craig, of city or name ideas that are better than the Guardians?
It's better than the Cleveland Balloon Knots. That was sent in.
The Balloon Knots.
Who are you guys playing tonight? Oh, the Yankees have a tough three-game road trip against the Balloon Knots.
We've been on the air for 1:45. You promised after you were ripping the Guardian name that you'd easily come up with five better names than the
Guardians.
I'm doing
it over the course of the five-hour show.
You've done zero.
I just gave you Balloon Knots.
No, that was someone on Twitter.
Yeah.
You, Craig Carton, the most brilliant man in radio, creative, give me the names that you came up with, not that you ripped off from somebody on Twitter.
Didn't I give you the Rockers?
It was a caller who said the Rockers. Next.
No, caller said the Rocks, if I'm not mistaken, sir.
No. Cleveland Rockers was from your friend.
Constantine Maroulis.
Yes, and I reminded you that was a WNBA team. So you're 0-3. We have still not heard one idea from your brain. Not one. So go. Mr. I can come up with something better than the Guardians.
I feel like I've done 1 hour, and it's a five-hour show that I should stay on pace.
You've done zero.
I'm not really stressed myself.
0.0. All of the ones you've mentioned are ripped off from somebody else. And I don't like the Guardian name, but you promised us
I did.
You could come up with five. And so far, scoreboard reads 0.
I feel like I've given more than zero, though. It feels that way.
You're repeating what people have suggested to you. That's not you. You're a creative guy. Let's go. Pick it up. I've told you I endorsed the Spiders. That would have worked. Not my idea. I know that, but...
You realize that we can no longer watch the movie Major League anymore?
No one tells me what to not watch.
No, you can't watch it anymore.
Oh, I can watch it.
No, you can't.
Because of the Indians?
Yeah.
You BS.
No more referencing of Indians.
BS. That's one of the great movies of all time. I know, top five in my world.
You got to throw it in the garbage can.
No.
Because are they going to redo it and are they going to voice over every time they say Indians?
No.
Like when he's trying to sell a set of White Walls, is he going to say, the Cleveland Guardians? I'm trying to sell White Walls here, Lou.
That's what they do when you watch Major League on regular TV and they take the curses out.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. That's true. Like when you watch a movie that has curses in it, but you watch it on like
TBS. What?
Yeah, you know, every curse word's got, you know, some guy going, damn.
Right.
Fudge.
I can't take
shoot
this.
Stuff. Yeah.
Goodfellas, a casino is impossible to watch.
Impossible to watch on regular TV. And it's usually on, not A&E, it starts with an A. Though.
AMC.
Thank you. But AMC, no curses, no, right?
I think they don't have cursing on AMC.
No curse.
Yeah, no cursing. AMC's
maybe,
a bad
maybe like midnight
that.
They'll allow some on some
shows,
know. But. Because so I know Comedy like, Central does.
Why don't you go talk to yourself?
I know it's the worst. I can't watch movies that way.
Yeah, it's hard.
I refuse to because it's not the real
dude,
article.
You I was watching A Few Good Men the other day, like by mistake, it just happened to be on. And that's one of those movies when it happens to be on, you happen to sit on the couch for another hour because you know every scene of the movie and you can't wait for I strenuously object, right? All that stuff. And there's not a lot of cursing in it, but there is some select curses in it.
Yeah.
Which make the scene.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, go bleep yourself, Jack. You know, he's like, go have fun with yourself, Jack.
It's horrible.
Like, what are
you know
doing?
Who did that? I know you're going to roll your eyes, but it is relevant. So the WWE used to be known as the WWF, right?
Yes.
They lost a lawsuit, I think, to the World Wildlife Fund. And as part of the lawsuit...
That's why they changed to E?
That's why they changed
really?
To E.
Yes.
And for the
wow.
first 15 years, it's not like this anymore. They would have to bleep out any reference to WWF. So
really?
If a guy was saying, I'm going for the WWF championship, it would be WWE championship. Like they would completely eliminate
it. So they wouldn't put an E in there. They would just like... Block out the F.
Yes.
Sometimes I think they did jam an E in. Like, I'm going for the WWE.
Oh,
title.
Did they?
I didn't
even know
that. A couple
that.
Times.
And they
did,
would
yeah.
blur out the WWF logo.
Yeah.
Now,
which,
that recently changed. I'm not sure why. I think they've gone, maybe the WWF doesn't care anymore. I don't know. But that was the worst. Like, you're watching this and you say, come on. Don't check. Here's my problem. Don't change history. History's happened.
Yeah,
we
but
have
I get
to
it, but it's
that.
Like, you know, I you're right.
Thank you.
But I also get the other side of it. Like, listen, the WWF was not making money off the World Wildlife Foundation.
Right.
They're two completely independent entities.
Couldn't be any
more
different.
Nobody's going to confuse.
Right.
But if you were first and you own it, I also understand their sensitivity.
That's a legal thing, and so what am I going to do? I'll yell at the court. But I think in cases, and I know you're joking, they're not going to bleep out the word Indians in history. Right. But we have to like, if you go to Baseball Reference 50 years from now, the Cleveland Indians won the American League pennant in 1997. It wasn't the Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
The Washington Bullets existed. We have to have the existence of history.
If you go to, like, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, do they still use the Redskin name there?
If it was referenced at the time,
they do.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just checking. Because if that would be messed up if they didn't.
No, no, I don't think you're editing history. You're saying from here on out.
Starting today.
Yeah.
They're known as the Guardians.
Yeah, when you read about the history.
For example, right? Albert Bell never played for the Guardians.
Right.
He played for the Indians.
Right. Also played for the Orioles and the White Sox.
But the Guardians now have all the Indians' historical stats.
Well, yeah, but it's the same franchise. That's the thing.
Right, right.
It's the same franchise.
So why don't we call them the Cleveland Wild Things?
I'm sure someone proposed that. See, is that your idea? Or did someone tweet that at you? Is that your idea? Or did someone tweet that at you?
It's a bad idea. I don't like it.
How about the Cleveland Serrano, since you like the C?
Well, but you see, my...
Pedro Serrano.
Yeah, but when I think Serrano, it's funny. I don't think Pedro Serrano.
What do you think of?
I think in a completely different movie with Charles Grodin, who just died, by the way, and the great Robert De Niro. Do you know the movie?
No.
Do you know the movie, Big Mac?
Midnight Run.
Thank you, sir. One of the great comedies of all time. And it's like, how do I describe it? Like a dry comedy, right? So in the movie, when they're trying to get these computer discs from the mobster in Chicago, his name is Serrano. And in the airport at one big scene, they go, Serrano's got the discs. Serrano's got the discs. So when I hear Serrano,
you don't think of Pedro.
I think of Midnight Run before I think of Pedro in Wild Thing.
All right, fair enough.
That's just my reference, though.
In Major League.
But you'll never watch Major League again.
Oh, I will watch Major League
again. Because the Indians are now dead.
In fact, tonight, in honor, I will watch Major League. It's one of the great movies of all time, though. I do have an issue with Major League 2 with them playing at Camden Yards. A little bit of a problem with
Nobody watched Major League 2.
Well, I did.
No.
Major League 2 was good.
So let me just get this right, so we're on the same page here. For the audience's sake, because I'm always audience first, you know that. Major League 2.
Yeah.
For you.
Very good movie. Not as good as the first, but very good.
Okay. Major League 2.
Yeah.
Ranks higher than Mission Impossible 1.
Oh, dude, come on.
And Reservoir Dogs.
Of course. Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even in the same stratosphere.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page on that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Ladies and gentlemen listening right now, you heard him correctly.
Yeah.
And it's not a bit. He's not saying it for attention.
No.
My dearest partner, Evan Roberts, believes that Major League 2, not one, not the good one, Major League 2.
Both good.
Is better than Reservoir Dogs and Mission Impossible the one with John Voight.
Because Reservoir Dogs and Mission Impossible, in my humble opinion, sucked. That's why.
Wow.
That's why. It's very simple.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I was just turning the TV. I was messing around. I wanted to put the closed caption on the TV to see.
Why?
Because I like messing with the people that do it. That's why.
So how would you mess with the people
that do it?
Just to see how it's written?
Yeah, see how they write
it. Well, how does that work? Is there literally somebody sitting there doing that?
Yeah.
No
way. Yeah.
That's how they do it. There is somebody for every channel.
Well, I think you
sitting
have to,
there typing whatever is said on the TV.
I believe the network has to subscribe to the service. So, like when I was simulcasted previously to this, those shows were closed captioned. So I never checked to see if we were closed captioned. It appears that we're not.
Oh, okay, good.
At least on this.
I'd be curious how my Bam Adebayo would have come out the other day when I said Bam.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I don't see it. So who knows?
No closed captioning.
Can't help you out with that.
Sorry,
did people on your Twitter like your Cleveland Steamer nickname idea for the Indians?
Well,
or no?
First of all, it wasn't my idea, but I have been notified that that name would not be acceptable.
Not be acceptable.
Yes, I've been notified.
So
thank
we're
going to
strike that one from the list.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for letting me know that that is not an acceptable name. All the Cleveland Steamers would not work. Thank you.
Jordan's in Yorktown on the Fan. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Guys. How's everything?
Great.
I was going to let you know about the Steamers, but we can save that now that all of Twitter has let you know.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know that your closed captioning is done by also artificial intelligence as well. So it's not necessarily a person typing it all in. Just like you could talk to text to type.
Right.
It's the same type of AI. So it's not per person, per show. Just want to.
Interesting.
Got it. All right.
Makes sense.
All right. Major League, just wanted to mention, I did watch it the other day on Showtime. So they did add something in, which indicates that there is something that could be considered racist. And so you know how it has listings of nudity.
Right.
Really?
And language. They do have a new thing in there that says this could be.
But you know what? I got to tell you, Jordan, I have no issue with any of that stuff because my priority is letting things be the way they were. And if you want to put a million warnings on things, who cares? Like, that doesn't impact.
I just think it's interesting just because it's an older movie. They edited it.
That's
fine.
So you're saying if you watch Major League now, at the start of the movie, in addition to saying there might be adult content or this
nudity,
they actually put a warning in for racial content?
Yes, they do something where it's like, I don't know what the term is, so don't hold me to it.
Right.
It's basically like, I guess stereotypes could be
stereotype
line. So,
I got you.
And by the way, honestly, let's all be honest. Who cares? Like, that's okay. A warning isn't a big deal.
But are they...
The problem is when something is pulled. When something is no longer allowed to be watched, like what the Peacock Network does to old WWE stuff, that's a problem. But a warning, that's fake outrage when people get upset about a warning. So if you want to get upset,
what's the warning going to do?
No,
wait a minute. You mean the first 20 times I watched it and loved it, now I should think twice about watching it again? By the way, you know what movie I wonder if they do that warning for now? Is the original Bad News Bears. I'd love to know if you went to watch that now, if they have a different warning because of some of the language.
Oh, probably.
In there.
Probably.
Because there's that one scene when they're at the chalkboard.
Yeah.
When they use a bad word for you name it. And it's the kids saying it.
Yeah. So. Oh, no, I to answer your question,
yeah.
I think a lot of movies and shows now have new warnings, but the warning thing doesn't matter. It's when something is pulled or edited. That's where I run into the
problem. Surprised they haven't pulled Casablanca off the shelves yet.
The reason why I was calling was to talk about Ben Zobrist, but, you know, the guy that said Cleveland rocks, he had it right. I mean, the Utah Jazz have, you know, basically the same name. So there's no reason
why the Utah Jazz, though, took their name from
New Orleans.
Right.
And for some reason, which, you know, boggles the mind, never changed it.
Well, how many lakes are in L.A.?
How many lakes are in L.A.?
From Minneapolis. That's a Minneapolis Laker nickname.
Well, there's got to be a couple.
Yeah, but Minnesota's the land of a billion lakes.
Billion, Evan.
Well, I'm exaggerating. Hydrillion, actually a number. Sextillion, actually a number. True story. Bottom line is, it's a Minneapolis nickname. It's not an L.A. name.
They never should have kept it.
Right.
Although it does work.
Well, why does it work?
Because it's an alliteration.
Well, no,
L.L.
It also works because it's been in existence for so long.
But
you're used to it.
You always want to go with the alliteration. You always want to go same first letter because it just flows off the tongue easier, which is why Cleveland Guardians just falls flat for me. But that's just me. Anyway. Did you see the Zobrist stuff, George?
Yeah, so this Zobrist thing, I heard about it on the morning show, and obviously we're all relatively familiar with the story, but the parts that came out, I guess, in the paperwork the last few days are really crazy. I mean, we all know that the wife had an affair with the pastor.
Right.
But now we've learned that the pastor acted as their pseudo-marriage counselor.
No, we knew that, though. When we did the story 3 weeks ago,
wait,
that
wait,
part
wait.
was out.
Wait, so she, I just want to, and correct me if I'm wrong, the new part is,
yeah.
is that they, she basically conceded, she was like, okay, I'm going to stick to this marriage and, you know, Christian faith and the whole thing.
Yeah.
They bought burner phones
yes.
to continue the relationship. And now she still wants half the money.
That's the
all
thing. Well, that's not. Well, so here's the thing. This has been out for a while, so I guess you guys are all just late to the story or didn't see it. So there's a lawsuit now because Ben Zobrist's former wife, Juliana, who's a Christian singer and all this stuff, blah, 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 is suing him not just for like half the marital assets. She wants a bonus of $4 million.
Right.
Because she claims that he purposely walked away from baseball
right.
and the income he would have made to screw her.
Yes.
But the reality is that, and I've read the court papers because they're fascinating, not only did she have to come clean about the relationship she had with the pastor, who, oh, by the way, was the marriage counselor, right? Now, a lot of guys go into marriage counseling, and they think that the counselor, when they walk in the room, already has it out for them. A lot of guys feel that way. This is that on steroids.
Yeah, you think?
Not only did the guy have it out for Ben, he's banging Ben's wife.
Right.
Not only is he banging Ben's wife, he's also stealing from the foundation.
I know, it gets
that
worse every time.
Set up.
Like, everything about this story gets worse. The only thing that was new to me, and maybe I just didn't see it initially, is how she's trying to get his money. Like, that's the part where it's, dude, you've already kicked this guy so many freaking times.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to take more of his money. You've stolen his money from his charity. You were screwing around with the pastor while he left baseball to try to work on his marriage.
Yeah.
Like, he walked away from the Chicago Cubs to work on his marriage.
The guy was madly in love.
Yeah.
And she's banging the pastor. They have burner phones set up so nobody knows. And then she pulls off the coup de grace. She throws a $30,000 party, okay? But in the court documents that I was alluding to, all right, the $30,000 party, which the pastor attended, featured dance music, as many parties should. Wouldn't you agree, Evan Roberts, okay?
Not my party, but okay. Okay.
So at the party, Juliana and the pastor are both drunk. Okay, in and of itself, that's not that big a deal. Other than, I don't know a lot of pastors that get drunk at birthday parties or retirement parties.
Do you know a lot of pastors that steal charitable no. funds and also
no.
hook up with the wife of no. someone he's trying to help the marriage of? He's a special kind of pastor.
But it gets better. They're at the party, and this kind of reminds me of Godfather 2, when Fredo can't control his wife because she's dancing sexy with all the other men. And then she calls him out, you're no good in bed, you're a lousy lover, blah, 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 right? You never saw Godfather 2, trust me on that, okay? So they're at this party in front of all of their church friends. Now, you have to assume, to be fair, the men and women that are part of this church group are, by sure, God-fearing good people who are living a straight life. Is that a fair assumption?
I mean, your thought, okay. Sure.
So at the party, now Ben Zobrist is crestfallen. He's losing his wife. He's trying to stay together. He walks away from baseball, right? He hires a marriage counselor. He's got the pastor, the marriage counselor, on his payroll for a foundation. The wife's banging the marriage counselor and the pastor at the same time, same guy. They go to this party, and they drink to the point of being drunk. And then in front of Ben and all of the other church-going guests at the party, they start grinding on each other to the point where the pastor sits down at a chair near the dance floor, and Ben Zobrist's wife hikes up the dress a little bit and starts giving him a lap dance.
At this point, did Ben think something was going on between the two?
He might be the dumbest guy in America.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, at what point is Ben starting to say something rotten in Denmark? Has it hit him yet?
He looked at a buddy at the bar and said, do all pastors do that? Is that normal out here?
I mean, that's the other thing.
So what happens is the other guests at this party, who are all straight-laced, church-going, God-fearing people, start kind of nudging each other, going, why is Pastor Yawn getting a lap dance from Ben's wife? And that's how the whole thing eventually you really.
So that's
out.
How they got caught. It wasn't like a text message. I left this here. It was they got drunk at a party and started grinding on each other in front of everybody.
And she ultimately admits to the affair and says, you know, you're not around a lot and I was searching for something.
These
and
two.
Blah, blah, blah.
These two people are the two. They are two of the worst people.
Oh.
I mean, everything about this, the stealing of the money. I feel so bad for Ben Zobrist.
Right?
Now, he does come across a little naive.
Yeah.
You got to point that out, but geez.
So he takes a leave of absence from the Cubs.
I remember when that happened. He was gone for a while.
He was making $12 million a year. Because he took the leave of absence, he walked away from $7.5 million. The guy was in love. The guy wants to save his family. He's willing to walk away from $7.5 million. She's trying to use that against him.
Like he owes
her
money.
I'm telling you, she's evil.
Like, everything about this woman is awful.
Oh, that's great. So now, to be fair, he's suing the pastor.
As he should.
Okay. For $6 million for emotional distress and defrauding his charity.
He should win. I mean, how could he not?
Well, the pastor's got no money, though.
He stole his money.
Like, if you think about, if your wife were going to cheat on you, okay, it happens. And you had a rank in order. The people that would hurt you the most if you found out that they were the ones that were sleeping with your wife.
Pastor's on the Mount Rushmore, no
doubt. Pastor's got to be up there, right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Best friend, of course. Relative.
Yeah.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Like, if we were doing the Family Feud, we surveyed 1,000 people. Top four answers on the board.
I would go.
Show me pastor.
Show me pastor.
It's got
ding, 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 ding.
It's not number one or two because I would assume brother is probably number one.
I would think.
Or best friend slash brother.
I would think from the male point of view.
Yeah.
Father or brother?
Yeah, father, brother.
Has got to be the worst. And if it's the woman, then the opposite.
The opposite, right. Then you go best friend. And I think third, once you've got past the father,
religious
brother, best
leader.
Friend, it's got to be religious leader or favorite athlete. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, but that one's almost like, what do you expect her to say? Now,
that's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, who's your, if Jacob DeGrom knocked on your front door
and
said Mrs. Roberts.
You think I'd be good with it?
And you came home and she was sitting in the kitchen kind of twirling her thumbs upset.
Right.
Satisfied, but upset.
Right.
And she said, honey, I want to come clean. Jacob DeGrom came by today.
You think I'd be good with it?
He knows you're his biggest fan. He's really coming to see you.
One thing led to another.
Had a sexy outfit on. Kids were all sleeping. And
let me ask you this. If your wife slept with Tom Brady, because that's your guy, clearly. How would you respond to that? Would you be like,
Tom Brady's not my guy.
Yes, he is.
Tim Tebow's my guy.
You know what?
For that.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow is the, you would say, you know what?
Did she find the Lord? Then I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Poor
Ben.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
Poor Ben. Do you and your wife have that thing a lot of couples have?
Oh, the one person?
Yeah, a lot of couples have, like, there's that one person, if it ever happened, because it'll never happen.
Right.
If Brad Pitt came over to say hi, you can have sex with him.
No.
You and your wife do not have that agreement.
It's ridiculous.
You don't.
I don't. No.
Okay.
Do you?
What happened?
Do
with,
you?
Not with Brad Pitt, we don't. No.
No. But you have somebody?
No, of course not. No.
Of course not.
Why are
you stupefied? I do.
Look at
I
this. Don't. Does she want anything other than this?
Well, look at this. Does she want anything other than this?
Jacob DeGrom. Would you divorce her?
Yes.
Jacob DeGrom.
Of course. It would make it worse.
I don't
buy the theory that I'd be good with it. I'd be upset.
Okay.
In fact, it would be worse.
You'd get over it, though.
Would I?
Jacob DeGrom.
No, I'd curse out Jacob DeGrom, too. I'd hate him.
Would you become a Yankee fan?
Look, nothing's making me a Yankee fan.
Nothing.
Well, look, Jet makes the major leagues and is a Yankee. I'd root for him, but not the Yankees. I'd root for him.
What if the 86 Mets get in line?
The 86 Mets don't mean that much to me. You got to remember, I've only three.
Oh, you were too young.
Yeah. I respect the 86 Mets, but that doesn't have that same connection.
So if DeGrom and David Wright come over.
No, it'd be terrible.
I'm
telling you, it'd be worse. Like, I don't buy
the... Because they're your idols.
Yeah, you love those guys. It's similar to a relative or a best friend or a pastor. Like, if you're making the list,
yeah.
To me, now, I can't speak for
everybody.
That's
why athletes are not in the Mount Rushmore, because there's an expectation that, A, they would try, and B, 50-50 your wife says
you know
yes
what?
Or no.
Here's the problem with the list, that whole idea that people have, that I don't have and you don't have, but people do. It's BS. Because ask yourself this question. You just slept with the woman on your list. Is your wife really going to be okay with it? Or vice versa. Your wife just slept with Brad Pitt. Are you really going to be okay with it? The answer is no, you're not. And you're lying to yourself if you say, no, it's on our list. We're good. It's BS. You know I'm right, Brad.
I wouldn't want to ask any questions. That's all. Did he tell you what movie he's doing next?
Can I get a cameo?
I once asked, what's his name? The actor and director, Billy Bob Thornton. I once asked Billy, he was doing a new movie. And I said, is there a part in it for a attractive, bald, white guy? Right?
Did he say, that's me?
He goes, you got $12 million? Like, that's what it would cost to finance his next film. Like, I don't. He goes, no, I don't. Sorry. Real quick, here's George in Wantagh. He's pissed about last night's Yankee game. Georgie, what do you got?
I blame Aaron Boone. I'll tell you why.
Well, hold on a second now. And let me just take a... Hang on one sec, Georgie. I just want to take a vote of the guys. Do you want to hear why he blames Aaron Boone? Tommy, yes or no?
No.
Oh, that's not nice. Huh. Big Mac, do you want to hear why George blames Aaron Boone?
Yeah, let's hear it.
A vote for yes. George, you're halfway home.
Okay.
Evan Roberts, do you want to hear why George blames Aaron Boone?
Because I blamed Aaron Boone for a few things, there is a curiosity of if George is agreeing with me.
Yes or no?
I'm giving my damn reason.
We don't
so
care.
So you pipe that. Well, maybe some people can.
Yes
maybe George
no?
cares.
Can I please tell you?
This poor guy's begging.
Okay, in that case, yes. Go
my
ahead.
Reason is yes, because I'm curious. Is it going to be a Fugazi reason? Or is it going to be some... well, you know what, George? Let's find out. What's your reason? Go.
Sessa pitched one inning. Sessa. He got three batters out with five pitches, and instead of letting him try the next inning, he brings in Chad Green, who blows the game.
Yeah, I think it's Fugazi.
Yeah, Fugazi.
Fugazi, sorry, pal.
Wow. George, I'm with you, buddy.
No, you're not.
George, I feel your pain for the loss last night, and I think what you just said is dead on.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry that these animals didn't want to let you speak today.
No. Yeah, keep Sessa in.
Keep Sessa in.
Craig, you didn't think that.
I think he keeps Sessa in.
That's what Yankee fans have been clamoring that for the last 3 years. Everyone loves Sessa.
C-Mac, this is
the gotta have Sessa pitch the game.
There's first guesses and there's second
Good
guesses.
Lord.
My criticisms of Aaron Boone earlier in the show were all first guesses. This is what I thought at the time, right? There is very few, if any, Yankee fans who, despite how economical Sessa was, actually wanted Luis Sessa to pitch the ninth inning when you had Chad Green rested and ready. And rested, I mean, he didn't pitch the night before. So that is the definition of a second guess. My criticisms are all first guesses, things I thought in the moment. Craig is lying on the radio if he actually thought in the moment to keep Luis Sessa in the game.
Who said
Craig,
I did?
You just said you agreed with him.
No, I didn't. He said it. I tried to make the older man feel good about himself calling into this show because you guys have no respect for older people. I didn't even know Sessa pitched last night.
Oh, boy.
I was waiting for that.
He only threw five pitches. You probably missed it.
I went to the bathroom once. All of a sudden, he was in the next inning already. No, I'm just kidding. I did not think, it didn't dawn on me that he would come in for the ninth because Chad Green's sitting
of
there.
Of course.
This is a first guess. This is the ultimate second guess.
Yeah, but that's what fans do. He's entitled to be pissed.
Look, you have a right to do whatever you want.
That guy's sitting there eating Cheetos going, only do five pitches. Why doesn't Sessa pitch? Why? He might have said that.
I'm sure there may have been a person or two to say it, but that reeks of the ultimate second guess. And I think when you watch a game, if you want to be fair with yourself, it's what did you think in the moment? Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah. And it's not only that. If he brings back out Sessa and Sessa blows it while Green is warming up in the bullpen,
he gets buried.
He gets killed for it.
The other things Evan brought up earlier today, I think, are better things to argue.
Of course.
Not walking third batter that Krisky
and not using Gary Sanchez as a pinch hitter.
Especially when he told us that he was available.
Yeah. Right, especially in a spot where Rob Brantley, who's not a major leaguer, is up. Even if they walk Gary, and I want to let it be known, yes, I know they would have walked Gary, but now you got two on for Greg Allen. Who would you rather have up in a big spot?
I got a better
Rob
question
Brantley
for you.
Or Greg Allen?
I have a better question for you.
Yep.
Did you, at any point you think that Gary Sanchez would have stopped any of those pitches if he were catching?
Yeah. I think Gary's been better defensively.
Hmm. Maybe you bring Gary Sanchez in and put him behind the plate. You, well, get him in.
Right? Look, I don't think anybody
pinch
thinks
it,
Gary.
Let him catch the ninth and
now
tenth.
Now he's come full circle. Where's Gary behind the plate? This other guy's killing us.
Just saying.
But in fairness, Gary is only catching because he pinch hit for Rob Brantley. You're not putting him in for defense. Like, no one is suggesting that. It's more, I'm using his bat, and because I used his bat, he has to stay in the game and catch.
Yeah.
With that said, the way Kresge was throwing the baseball, Johnny Bench wasn't going to save his ass.
If you're Ben Zobrist, would you film yourself making love to, like, a gorgeous, hot Instagram model and send it to this woman, to your ex-wife?
Would it do anything?
And just say, I'll be just fine.
Would it do anything, though? Like, would she even be bothered by it?
She's so
happy screwing around with this pastor.
I don't think so. She may not care. I tell you what. She's happy banging the pastor while she's living in a multi-million-dollar house with a guy that's not home half the year. All of a sudden, when that guy dumps you or you get divorced, and now you're living in the little split-level house that the pastor's got, and there's no money coming in, all of a sudden, it ain't that pretty.
But maybe it's not a bad idea.
It ain't that
Ben's
pretty.
Won multiple championships. I'm sure there's an Instagram model in that city, Kansas City and Chicago, that would say, you know what?
No doubt.
You got it, Ben. I'm going to do it for you.
That's right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
How else does he get back at her? Bang a rabbi? Like, you know, there's nothing else he could do.
Bang a rabbi. Yes, that's the ultimate revenge.
Yeah. I told you about that rabbi where I grew up.
Yes,
my buddy's dad was unfortunately passing away from a long time sickness.
Yeah, that's brutal.
And he came in to comfort my buddy's mom and wound up sleeping with her.
Well, the worst part about
that
story
died,
was that he dumped her.
He was out.
Yeah, like the sleeping with her was bad, right?
Yeah.
But what made it worse to me is when you said, and then he died, or she dies, or he dies.
Week later, packed his bags.
He leaves.
That's
like,
it.
Wait a second. You're leaving her?
That's
right now? In this moment?
We were a really, really reformed group of people.
Yeah, very reformed.
Yeah, we didn't even eat matzah on Passover. We just had Wonder Bread and smushed it down. Oh, I used to love Wonder Bread. That was the best, right? You never ate Wonder Bread, did you?
Maybe. I don't remember.
No, you would know.
It's still out there.
Yeah, but it's not like it was back in the day.
Why would I remember Wonder Bread? It was just bread.
Because Wonder Bread used to have little cards on the inside of like superheroes and athletes
and
stuff.
Weren't they the ones with the red dots and the yellow dots?
Like
and the
rainbow
dots
on it.
Yeah,
like
red, I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember cards being in there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
Really? Yes.
Are
yes.
You, am I remembering
way
yeah,
back
sure.
in the day?
Yeah. Back in the day
way
when he was a kid.
Back
yeah.
in the day.
Way
so
back.
This
in the
is
day.
Another.
Way. When you just have to crank the engine to get to the store.
No.
Yes. This is an old guy conversation.
Listen,
again from
that's
Craig
right.
Carton. 60 and over talk with Craig Carton.
Almost.
It's
not
brought to you by Viagra.
See, you don't remember having a milkman.
No, I don't.
You never had a milkman.
I didn't have an ice box either.
I never had
an ice box, but I had a milkman. You did too.
I had a milkman recently.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Twice a week you'd come by, four bottles of milk would be left outside your door, and you had to come get them in time.
Did you walk 9 miles in the snow to go to school every day?
Six.
Gotcha.
No. Uphill,
six.
Both ways.
Barefoot. No jacket.
Did you used to listen to sports with a transistor radio
Turn
under your cover?
Off my lawn. That's right. I do remember late at night going to bed, putting on the old transistor radio.
I knew it.
And hearing KMOX from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Hearing 3WE from Cleveland, Ohio. And then, of course, Steve Summers and Jody Mack.
Yeah.
And Steve Fredericks.
Huh?
You probably remember Steve Fredericks.
I don't remember Steve Fredericks.
Steve Fredericks did some shows on The Fan as well. He was a Philadelphia legend.
When was that?
87, 88.
Nah, I'm too young for that.
Yeah, Steve
Fredericks. That's the real birth of FA in 87.
Yes.
I was 4 or 5 years
that
old.
That was Greg Gumbel.
Yeah.
That I told you the story about, what's his name?
The guy from Cleveland.
No,
Pete Franklin.
That was Pete Franklin. No, not Pete Franklin. The boxing guy from ABC.
Oh, Lampley. Jim Lampley.
Jim Lampley.
So Jim Lampley did mornings here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was when we were still in Queens, right? So there's all this construction going on in the building that we were in. We were in the same building, for those of you that don't know, where they filmed the Cosby Show. And we're, to this day,
Sesame Street. Headline. Sesame Street, man.
So Jim Lampley's doing mornings. And Jim Lampley decided that he refused to go to the bathroom in the building because of all the construction, there was dust everywhere. He didn't want to be a part of it. So when he had to go to the bathroom, he would literally walk down these two long corridors. You remember them.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Go to an elevator, go up a couple floors because we were in like a bomb shelter basement. He would then walk outside. He would walk a full block up to the right and then cross the street to go to what was known as the Cup Diner. And he would go to the bathroom in the Cup Diner bathroom, which at the time also wasn't the cleanest bathroom in the world.
Yeah.
But at least they were a restaurant, right? So that might take him 20 minutes. And he wasn't running either direction.
He was taking his leisurely time.
He'd take his time. He'd go to the bathroom. He might buy a coffee there, buy a paper, whatever. He would slowly walk back. They would do a sports update. Right, whatever they do, okay?
Now, that's ESPN. That's not the fan.
What's the 2020 sound thing?
No, that's SportsCenter 2.
You play the old school 2020 sound.
Yeah, what's that sound again?
2020
sports. No, that's the jingle. It's the background music. What was the background music?
It is. It doesn't matter. So he would take his time.
We don't use it anymore.
We don't really have it.
It was old school.
He would take his time and walk back.
Find in the archive. Come on.
The archive.
He would walk back.
Yes.
And they'd play as many commercials as they could play. And then there was nothing left for... They couldn't fill the time. So they would do another update.
Mick would be back.
And there was no telling when Lampley would get back to the studio.
That's crazy.
And that's how WFAN started. That is a true story.
I wonder
story.
Why it didn't get huge ratings at the beginning.
There you go. Well, there's nothing local about it either.
No, that was the biggest problem.
Yeah, yep. There's nothing local at all about it. But I remember as a kid, Steve Fredericks was the first voice I heard on WFAN, and Jody Mack was the second.
Yeah.
Mack at the track.
Oh, well, my favorite Jody Mack was he did the wrestling hour at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, or are you just guessing?
I remember of it.
Oh, it was awesome.
Because I wasn't a wrestling fan.
I know, but it was great. I found an old one on YouTube of Jody Mack and his wrestling expert previewing WrestleMania 8 and guessing what they thought the matches were going to be. And it was awesome. I was glued to that for 20 minutes.
There you go. 877-337-6666. We'll get that Ricky Henderson story, I promise. And all your other calls. Plus, the worst loss of the year for the Yankees. And now you have Gerrit Cole. And while he's been money good the last two games... Now it's on, right? Now the pressure's on him every start because, you can't lose a game like last night, come back, lose again tonight with Gerrit Cole, and think you're going to be good enough to literally make a run, legitimately make a run, to the division title. Forget about the wild card for this particular weekend. This is a must-win game for the New York Yankees tonight.
Oh, whipping out the must-win card.
It's must-win because it gives you a shot to still win the series. Right? If you go 3-1 against the Red Sox, you feel really good about it.
Yes.
Right?
Must win game.
Must win tonight.
If they lose, pack it up. Don't even watch this weekend.
And by the way,
if they lose tonight, just shut it down. Never talk Yankee baseball again
the rest
of the season because the season's over.
They won't win the division.
No, I agree.
I turn all my attention to the wild card if they lose tonight.
The attention should just be on winning.
No.
That's it.
It's
winning
not how fans
baseball
do
games.
That's how we do it.
Because if you win enough baseball games, you will make the postseason.
That's not a real fan's attitude.
No, that's how you should be thinking.
No, but that's not a
real
fan's attitude.
Hold on a second. Let me just get this straight. You're going to give me a lecture on what real fans do?
That's right.
You?
Yeah.
Mister,
I'm the realest fan in here.
Mister, I'm going to reveal my fandom for 2021.
That was just to keep people happy.
You?
Yeah.
You? You're going to tell me about fandom?
That's right.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
How many Yankee games have you been to this year?
I've been to one Yankee game and one Met Yankee game. How many Met games have I been to? Ask me that.
How many? You've been to more than just one Yankee game.
No, just opening day.
That's the only, other than the Yankees-Mets, only Yankee game you went to?
Yeah, and then Yankees-Mets.
So you couldn't live with yourself if you missed Yankee opening day.
Talk about fandom. That's what you're going to use against me? Because I actually go to games? I also went to a Knicks playoff game. Does that mean I'm not a real Nets fan?
Bah.
Okay.
Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. And with Town Fair Tire, you get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires. And they honor all manufacturers' rebates. They even honor competitors' rebates with more than 100 stores from Connecticut through New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires. Why go anywhere else? Name brands and discount prices, Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Wow. One of our listeners, Dave's wife, just told him that she would like to sleep with Jacob deGrom. So this whole issue could be creating marital strife.
Jack, no, to the contrary. I think that having that type of open conversation and honesty in a relationship is what makes lasting relationships.
No, Dave's not happy. You think Dave wants his wife sleeping with Jacob deGrom?
CeeLo's wife wants to sleep with Dave Maloney. Go figure.
That's what you come up with. That's what you come up with.
She's a big Rangers fan.
All the names.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Very excited. I don't think anyone can get tonight. I'm going to be honest with you.
Thomas is in Tom's River. He's sitting in traffic on 287. Is that right, Tommy?
I am. Terrible.
All right. Here's the way it goes. We ask a question. You got to answer it right away. The record right now is 8 straight, okay?
You got it.
All right. Barney Rubble's wife's name was what?
Oh, my God.
I forgot, too. I can't think of it. I'm serious.
Sorry, Tom. You're
if
out.
Tom phoned a friend right now. Wait, hold on. Barney
Come
Rubble.
Man.
Ruby? Ruddy?
No.
Damn it.
No.
That's his last name, Barney Rubble.
No, yeah. I know. The one with the red hair, right?
No.
No.
Oh, the one with the black hair.
Yes, blue dress, black hair.
I can't think of it.
Come on.
I'm done after one.
Boy. You're done.
Fred Flintstone, that's right, and then his wife. Barney Rubble's wife. Marjorie.
No.
Well, what is it?
Two syllables, though.
What is it? No, what is it?
Betty.
Betty Rubble, that's fine. Damn it.
Yeah, you're out.
Well, hopefully that makes Tom feel better. I would have been one and done with
it. Yeah, he's going to tell all his friends, guess what? Evan couldn't get the simple answer right either.
Exactly.
Peter's in Westchester. Petey, what's up, kid?
Hey, I'm kind of upset right now because I knew the answer was Betty.
All right. Where are you sitting in traffic right now?
I'm on the Bruckner Boulevard service road.
Ooh, brutal.
Oh, I hate that.
Brutal.
Hate the Bruckner.
All right, I'll start. Same level question, make it nice and easy for you. Fred Flintstone's wife's name was what?
Wilma.
You are one for one, sir.
All right.
That one I would have done.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Okay. I assume you want to continue on. You only have one and the record's 8, so that's a silly question. So we're going to continue on. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, name 3 professional franchises that play in the state of Florida. Sports, obviously.
Okay. Tampa Bay Rays.
One.
Come on. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
2.
The Florida Marlins.
Ooh. Should we accept that? They're known as
Miami. I don't
know
if I should accept that. I'm going to accept it, but that's a garbage job, Pete. That you couldn't rail 3 off right away.
And it took a while, too. I mean,
like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Name 4 professional men United States tennis players who've won majors.
You can't even do that.
Pete Sampras.
No,
no, no, I don't mean you, Peter. I mean Craig.
I'm a big tennis guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Pete Sampras.
Jimmy Connors.
Jimmy Connors is 2.
John McEnroe.
3.
And let's see. Oh, the guy with the hair.
Come on!
Sorry, Alex.
Can you say Roger Federer? Can we start with him? Novak Djokovic.
They're not American.
Oh, he's American?
Come on. Yes.
Are you even paying attention to the show?
You know what?
What's the matter with you?
I would have lost.
Yes.
I would have lost because I initially would have said Federer. You would have been like, you're wrong.
Correct.
I would have been confused.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm one and done on 2 questions.
I am a mentally weak moron. Say it the way it is, Evan.
I take the L.
You take the L twice.
You did say American.
I did say American.
How dare you disrespect the United States like that?
You know what?
That's right.
I apologize.
No, it's all good. You apologize to me. You got it wrong.
I apologize.
I don't even apologize to me for. We might not get a winner this week. All right. Wow. Joe is in Long Island. Joe, where are you sitting in traffic, buddy?
Eastbound on the northern state.
Oh, it's got to be brutal. I can only imagine how bad it is out there. You ready to go?
Yes.
Name 2 women ever that played WNBA basketball.
Oh, come on. Where's the Flintstone question?
Come on. You can't name 2?
2.
I could name one.
All right, sorry, Joe.
Can you name two, though? I got to push a little
bit. I could name two, maybe four.
Who were the first two?
Well, don't forget, the original Liberty had a lot of your household names.
Teresa Weatherspoon.
She is a Hall of Famer.
I am. I'm aware. That's why I brought her up.
Lobo was obviously out of Connecticut. Like, just name anyone that went to Connecticut.
Right.
And you've got half the league
right
there.
Sure.
Listen, it looks like we're not going to have a winner this week. Wow. Who knew that traffic games would be that hard this week?
Well, it's about time, because I felt like it was continuing on a pattern where every week someone was winning, and you don't want to cheapen winning the traffic.
I mean, Betty Rubble was a tough question.
Listen, I tripped me up, bro. I got to admit it.
American tennis champions?
Name George Jetson's wife's name. You. No one else. Shut up. Go.
Please.
Go.
Judy.
Are you sure about that?
You're not sure about that.
I'm very sure about that.
You're not sure
Are
about that.
Are you sure about that?
That was Judy was his daughter.
Are you sure about that?
So there you go. Jane was his wife. Judy was his daughter.
Damn it, okay.
Yes. I was going to say
daughter,
Betty.
Daughter, Judy.
Wait a second.
Da-da-da-da-da.
So you got it. You got
his boy, Elroy.
Jane, his wife.
So you got it.
You got that wrong.
No, I got it right.
You said Judy.
No, but before you said no, I corrected myself.
I should have given you the time of, are you sure?
Yeah. Jane, and of course, Elroy was the boy. Who was the daughter? Remember the daughter?
Judy.
What about?
Daughter Judy.
Yes. What's the name of the dog?
The dog's name was. He shouts.
Come on.
His name. Oh, give me a second. It's been a minute.
See, I know this one.
No, he shout. He's on the dog walk outside, and he shouts his name.
Come on, man. Shut up, all
no,
of you.
No, they're not helping me. Trust me on that.
All right.
Oh,
do you know CeeLo, by the way?
I don't know.
You don't. Okay.
I'm not a big Jetsons fan.
I'm actually going to know. Did you look it up or did
no,
you?
No, I know.
Okay.
What'd you say? Go ahead.
Sprocket.
What?
Sprocket.
That is not the dog's name.
It's not the dog's name.
You're not
it's
even not? Close. Oh. No.
That's not the dog's
it
name.
It is not Sprocket.
I thought
it was
Sprocket.
The Mike Myers skit in Saturday Night Live.
Sorry, wrong. You lose.
Is it Astro or Elroy?
Astro.
Oh, Astro, that's right. What's Sprocket? Did they work at Sprocket's or something?
I think there was something.
Toad in the wet Sprocket.
And fair enough, I think there was something about Sprocket's. I don't know.
Sprocket might have been the company he worked for.
Yeah.
I think it might have been,
Mr. Sprocket or something.
Oh, maybe Mr. Sprocket.
Yeah. Why were you so confident?
No, because I knew it was Astro, but I had Sprocket in my head.
Do you remember the song that Judy sings with the heartthrob, like Justin Bieber type singer? Eep, op, oop.
I do not remember
Means
that.
I love you.
No.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
So I don't
that
remember
was a
that.
Classic Jetsons episode.
Did you watch Doug as a kid? Oh, wait a second. You're 60. I forgot.
I did.
Sorry.
I played Dig Dug on in arcades.
Oh, I know Dig Dug, sure.
Yeah, but I don't know Dug. Is
Atari,
he a dog?
Was that an Atari game?
It was a Nickelodeon show.
Nickelodeon show.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Nickelodeon was very big in my childhood. Didn't exist. Here's Paulie in Hoboken. Paulie, where are you in traffic, buddy?
What's up, boys? I'm traveling from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, up to beautiful Warwick, New York.
Oh, look at that, C-Mac. Yeah. You got a neighbor. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't disappear.
It's been taking me over an hour to get through Staten Island every night.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. All right. Name five bridges and tunnels in the New York area.
Pulaski Skyway, baby.
That's the first
one. Wow. That's the first one.
I love that. That's the first one.
My man, you pass.
I'm on that every day.
All right.
I love that.
I'm just going to go to the second question. If you start with Pulaski,
yeah, you win.
You got it. All right.
Gothel.
Name.
Gothel.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Gothels.
Name three American-born female tennis players.
Billie Jean King.
One.
Monica Seles.
So sorry, Paulie. Monica Seles was not American.
Where's Monica from?
Yeah, what? Where?
Where's Monica from?
I would have guessed American.
I don't know.
I gotta look it up now.
Serbia.
Eurasia.
Serbia.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia. Serbia. Yeah. Something like that.
Can you name three American tennis players?
Yeah, Chris Evert. Come on. Okay. What are we doing?
I'm just asking
I mean,
you.
Venus and Serena
Capriati, Serena Williams,
you have
Venus
to,
Williams.
You have to start with Venus and Serena Williams.
Well,
easiest. It's right there.
Chrissy Evert.
Tracy Austin.
Love Tracy Austin. Yeah, met Tracy Austin once. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. What happened?
Yeah.
What's going on with you and
what
Tracy
happened?
Austin?
Nothing's going on between us. Yes. It's just the way you said that.
I had a thing for Tracy Austin. Who didn't back in the day? Chris Everett. And then she married John Lloyd and took his last name. Everyone hated that. Ugh. And then Martina Navratilova just abused her. Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
I used to be a big tennis fan back in the day.
Well, did you play tennis?
I played tennis, yes. Jimmy Connors was my favorite player of all time, which is another reason that McEnroe doesn't quite get along with me all the time. Because they hated each other.
Right.
Hey, what do you got, CeeLo?
You're done with traffic games?
Yeah, nobody wins traffic right. games this week. It's over. Fair Sorry, enough. You guys all sucked.
So I don't know what's
like,
up
I
with
gave
that
you such easy questions, too. I didn't even get to the hard ones.
Right. So earlier he gave us Cytolite, right?
Who? Oh, Evan. Evan's been misspeaking a lot
today.
The
elegant point from C-Mac.
Yeah,
that's not misspeaking. And that was an elegant
and
point.
And he slid this one in earlier, too.
Those gut punches, as Bone calls it.
Bone. That's actually my nickname for him now. I call him Bone.
You've had yourself quite
because
a
he
week,
makes
man.
A lot of boner decisions out there as manager.
Bonehead decisions.
Bonehead
listen, not boner decisions.
Careful now. You
have really changed out of here. Yeah.
Wait a second. Boner is a term. Have you ever heard of Fred Merkel? You know Fred Merkel?
Okay. That's
Merkel's boner. It's a famous event in baseball history. True story. Look it up.
You haven't learned from Monday, have you?
Well, no. It's called Merkel's boner.
I will give you that's a great save on your part.
It's true. Look it up.
I'm going to choose not to
look it up. He played for the
up.
New York Giants. It was a Giant Cub game, and the crowd ran on the field. He missed second base. They ended up having to replay the game. It's called Merkel's boner. So that fits. Boone made a boner last night in making this decision. I don't backtrack
as
on that
at all. As long as he didn't have one, we're all good. All good, then. I'm not going to challenge that. I'm going to leave that one
Merkel's
all on that side
boner,
of the road.
Most controversial game in the history of baseball, even more so than Beltran's foul ball.
Wow. There you go.
How about that?
Next week, Tommy, will you bring in some type of tape separating the room? Just in case, you know, the shrapnel starts hitting from what Shock Jockey over there says.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What else?
Here's a great transition. A little Susan thing for
of
you.
Of all the dramatic things, Evan said boner.
Wednesday night against the Phillies.
Well, what a difference these kids have meant to the Yankees, who never ran. They couldn't run. Such a slow, unathletic team.
Two more moans for you.
You know, John, talking about the young kids is so viral. And they got so much energy. And they fill out a uniform with, fantastic. You know, a girl could fall for one of these young guys, John. Not me. I just moan for them.
That was a good one.
Where's Mickey Lolich when you need him?
Mickey Lolich.
Tommy, how's that call coming?
What call is that?
To Susan. Said.
Yeah, we heard from her yet? Because I asked her at the beginning of the show.
He's not calling her.
Yeah, but it wasn't even to put her on the air. It was to simply ask her, was she willing to go to Boston?
We should have a conversation about
that. Yeah, this is not good. Seriously.
Like, refuses to send an email, which is merely an email saying, on September 23rd, the guys have a comedy event. They're leaving at 6 o'clock. We hope to see you at Gotham because everybody's invited.
I won't do that.
You know, you asked him to simply call Susan off the air on your behalf.
I said it in a nice way. I wasn't even bullying him. Like, hey, can you do me a favor?
No.
Guy doesn't want to do his job. He's derelict of duty.
Derelict of duty.
Dereliction of duty.
Derelict my, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. We call that Tommy's boner. What else?
Time for one more thing.
Ooh.
I'll give you a choice. You want the national anthem singer at Dodger Stadium hitting the insane high note, or... you want exclusive audio of the person claiming aliens will land on Earth next year and basically put an end to the human
Not
race?
Not even close. What's your opinion?
Why can't we do both?
Do we have time for
both?
Yeah,
we got time.
They're
We're
both
good.
Like a minute long.
Let's go. Let's do the anthem.
Exactly.
We don't really have time.
We got plenty
both.
Of time. Do
Which
the anthem first. Go.
All right, here you go.
I don't have plenty of time.
Okay, let me hear the other guy.
How the hell did you pick
By
that?
Way, that was a. If you should go back
here,
and listen to it when
end?
You have your
here.
Free time.
Here, you ready?
We're that was a
end?
Great version of the anthem, and he hits a crazy high note. Here it comes. That's a dude.
Wow.
Can we get to the alien now,
on
please?
Key,
Come on.
Too.
Yeah,
let's
get
to the
That's aliens. An amazing note.
Yeah.
That's right. Mariah Carey.
They say it's the highest high note any man's ever sung the anthem on in the history of the country.
Outstanding.
Cool, amazing. Let's get to the aliens.
Okay, ready?
I received this information from an alien. It was in the Paramus Holiday Inn. I was having a drink at the bar, and this alien approached me. He started talking to me. He bought me a drink, And then I think he must have used some kind of a ray or a mind control device because he forced me to follow him to his room. And that's where he told me about the end of the world.
So your alien had a room at the Holiday Inn, Paramus.
It might have been a room on the spacecraft made up to look like a room at the Holiday Inn. I can't be sure about
that. There you go. Watch out for the 7-foot
alien. That is amazing.
Okay. I'm so upset you held that till 6:23.
Gotta end on a bang, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.